Thank you, Lord. This is Wednesday evening, 3/24/21. We're looking at a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. And my title tonight is Taking Out the Dumbs. It's biblical. Biblical. You know, on the cue post, cues, I don't know how many times, it's hard to research it anymore. Had mentioned how many times it's biblical, that what's happening is biblical. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for your help tonight. Teacher of the church will help us see through this, the Word of God, through the book of Revelation, hit the truth. See, we want to see the truth, not what we've heard about it. You know, I come across it all the time. People start rattling off this stuff about the book of Revelation. And I'm going, no, that's not even scriptural. So we're going to look at some tonight that we get these ideas that it's a certain way. And we get to really looking at the Word of God. We see, you know what? It's not even in there. Okay. All right, Jesus makes a statement in the Gospels about earthquakes in divers places. This is Matthew 24. It still amazes me that people in general do not seem to associate what's going on in our world as it's that it's biblical. It's like Revelation, it's a movie way out there with all this fantastic stuff in it that's going to air one day, but it's never time. It's never time. It's because they've been made to believe that the Antichrist, you know, we're going to do all this suffering and all this stuff that's going to happen. And because of that, people want to put it off as long as they can. So even the best of the best is, you know, as far as leaders, they'll say, oh no, it's not time. It's not time. I think, if not now, when? We are out of time. We really are. We're, I believe, to the end of days. All right, Matthew 24, the first four verses there. It says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Our whole 6,000 years of existence has been wars. I mean, it has. It has been constant wars. I was listening to a Gene Decode. He was talking about the Netherlands and Poland. They've been ruling and reigning at least since the 1500s, Freemasons, very, very much into the occult and all the stuff. And they were just talking about all the wars. They had one war that lasted 81 years. 81 years. I mean, they have, it's like, I didn't realize it, but they have been in wars nearly their whole existence. Thousands, it seemed like, 1,000 years. I mean, they've just been in war after war after war after war after war. And if you look in the Bible, it was war after war after war after war. Seemed to be just fighting all the time. If you look at our own history, how many wars we've been involved in, how many small wars we've been involved in. Been in Afghanistan 19 years, something like that. A war that the president said, the real president said, can't be won. Yeah. All right, he said, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Talk about wars and rumors of wars. Always wars, 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 wars. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There should be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. Jesus said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Okay. This is what divers means. It didn't mean what I thought it meant. I thought divers meant in weird places. This means an indefinite number. Just bunches of earthquakes. All right, we're going to look at a few other scriptures where it lists earthquakes. Mark 13. Let me see if I've got, there's a prophecy I was going to read y'all that I, you know what, maybe it's in, I don't think so, let me think. Yeah, it's late, okay, all right, on track. Mark 13, 8. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrow. So he's saying they're going to be everywhere. Earthquakes everywhere. I have an earthquake stat. This was from, let me find it here. This is the 24th, it's from yesterday to today, 398, and these are all earthquakes that are over a certain magnitude, so it's not even counting the small ones. These are the bigger ones. This is worldwide. See what this place is. Earthquake Report News. That's what I guess the name of it is. But anyway, I thought, wow. 398 total earthquakes, 4 quakes, 5.0, 47 quakes, 4.0, 95 quakes, 3.0, 252 quakes, 2.0. That's a lot of earthquakes. Probably anything under that, well, that probably isn't even listed here. But I thought that was interesting. Yeah, okay, Luke 21. He's kind of saying this all three, these are all three accounts of Jesus talking to them about the end of days. Well, 10 says, then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And I'm telling you, these domes, I heard, and it's some intel yesterday. Jackie's probably heard about this one where, I forget the particular dome, I don't know if it was, I think it was here in the U.S., one of the states. They give the deep state warning to get out of the domes, to come up. They had some children trapped down in there. And instead of doing what they were supposed to, they self-detonated the dome and lost 2,200 of our soldiers. Killed all the children, all the deep state that had bombs on them or whatever it was, and blew up the domes, plus our 200 of our soldiers. So there's a war going on. There are casualties to this war, even though we don't see it. There definitely is. Yeah.
Did you say 200 or 2,200?
200.
Oh, yeah.
200. Now they've changed their protocol. See, they were trying to do it based on the Geneva Convention, I guess, where they give them some quarter, give them a chance, but now they're not doing that. They make them come out. They have to come out a certain distance from the dome. And if they won't do it, they're just blowing the dome. And they're just taking them out. I mean, that's all they can do because they've got to get it done. All right. All right, Revelation 6. 12. I did hear something interesting today about the vaccine, that it does code you and it does work on your DNA. But someone was saying that the med beds could reverse whatever damage that these vaccines have done to people. Some people might be interested in that. I don't know. All right. This is Revelation 6:12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Sounds like an earthquake, doesn't it? And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains. Does this sound like the doves? Is this just what I just described? And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? This right here is one of the accounts of the Battle of Armageddon. All right, let's see another one. Let's see 8:5. Now we thought, oh, God's doing all this. It's all this Star Wars stuff going on. No, it's natural things happening on this earth. God knew the way it would be. He knew what these depraved sons of Cain would do. He knew. He knew from the very beginning what they were going to do and what they've been doing underground for 6,000 years. He knew. He knew the way it was going to be. We're just finding out about it, but he's known it all along. All right, 8:5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there was voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. All right, that's in the right after the end of the seventh seal being opened and right before the first trumpet. Okay, Revelation 11. Verse 13. In the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. This is the Battle of Armageddon. Okay, verse 19. It says here, and the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the Ark of the Testament. There was lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. You know, it may appear that it's the angels throwing hailstones or whatever, but on earth, what does it appear? You have to remember this symbology. This is symbolic. This is a vision that John has seen. What in actuality is happening? They're blowing up the domes. It's tearing up the landscape. Right now, they say the Three Gorges Dam, which is in China, there's a massive dome under there. And the thing is falling apart, and they're looking for it to go any day, and it will be catastrophic. I mean, flood, I don't know. All right, Revelation 16. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and such. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. This is the Battle of Armageddon. The morning last week when I was doing my shoot, I came across, I was just thumbing, a lot of times I'll look and kind of see if there's, when I get up, I'll look on my iPad and see what's kind of going on. And I don't know if y'all remember, there was a, I think he's a pastor, I don't know where he's out of, his name is Kent Christmas. I remember him giving a prophecy. He's one of those, he's kind of old school, sing-songy sounding, but I'll tell you what, when he brings a prophecy, you feel like an earthquake is happening. It just rattles you to your whole soul. Well, I heard him give one probably in 2017 or something that would curl your hair. It was a long one. Well, I came across him, and there was a short one, and I wrote down a few points because the things he said caught my attention. He said here, this is March 2021, this is what he was saying. You should not have touched my anointed concerning Donald Trump. The election is not over. Now we see Michigan now starting to count the votes. And what's the other one?
Wisconsin.
Okay. The innocent blood all over the earth is crying out to me. There will be an earthquake around the world, and not just supernaturally, for there will be many casualties. Watch the three domes. Okay. D.C. Talk about the three city-states. The Vatican. They look alike, don't they? London. Watch the three domes. Those things are going to crumble. I believe it. I believe it. Domes, the capital, the dome.
Okay.
Those things mean something.
Yeah.
You should not have touched my prophets. By 2024, the light of this nation will be so bright with the glory of God. This is the time of the end of the great end time harvest. All right. These are my thoughts now here. We have had 2,000 years to bring in the harvest of souls, and now God says it is time to separate the tares from the wheat. This is the harvest that we all think is going to be this big incoming of souls. It isn't in the Bible. It's not in here. There is the great end time harvest. This is separating the tares from the wheat. We're talking harvest. It's time to harvest the wheat. The Lord is going to be looking at the books for each to give an accounting. Remember the word I brought last Sunday. I'm going to read it to you again. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is opposing my word and my ways, like David and Saul. Do you think that I have resorted to the magician's tricks? I'm insulted by this. Just as Moses' rod represented my word, so Moses' rod withstood the witch doctors, Jannes and Jambres. Moses' rod swallowed up the witch doctors' serpents, their rods. His rod is the word. This is how much more powerful my word is over the word of the witch doctor. Just as Asa became ill because he did not consult me, he consulted the witch doctors and he died. He did not even consult my word. Follow the money, for the love of it is the root to all evil. They must keep you coming with their lotions and spells. I heard another prophet use those same words a few days right after Sunday. I think it was Monday. She was talking about pharmacy in the Greek, and she said they'd have their lotions and their potions and their spells. And I thought, that's exactly coming with their lotions and spells. You see, there's no money in cures. I have had enough of their trickery. Their trickery just gets more advanced and enticing, and men seek their enticing trickery over my word. They even say that I use witchcraft. I say, nay, I'm insulted by this. Come out, my people, and leave Babylon behind. Time to stop paying attention to the pyramids and learn that I'm well able to take care of you. As I brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they were laden with silver and gold. There was not a weak or sick among them. I provide water in the desert, water from the rock. I protected them with a pillar of fire by night and led them with a cloud by day. That's, you know what, that desert was full of scorpions and snakes. Never came near them. I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come out, my people, come out. Let me be Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I will not be angry with those coming out from under the witchcraft. I will allow my word to renew them to my ways. Yes, my rod will provide for them. The ways of Babylon will no longer be second nature, but my ways will be. I will be the first one they think about and call out to. Under the magic kingdom, their trickery knows no bounds. Its agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy. My word, however, brings abundant life. Symptoms, symptoms, symptoms. They are nothing but lies. It has all been Satan's illusion, magician's tricks, Satan's trickery in disguise. It has kept the masses coming through potions, procedures, testing, and spells, and usually brings no lasting cure unless you are hooked into their addictions. Most never get better, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She spent all she had and rather grew worse. Round and round the mountain they go until one day another one bites the dust. Leech, leech, they cry, never enough until everyone is penniless, sick, and falls in the dust. Come out, my people. No longer feed their machine. I am going to expose and bring it all down. This is a new day and a new hour, and men will see my mighty power. It will be impossible for anyone to say that I'm not in it. It is biblical. The whole earth is under the magic kingdom, just like Sleeping Beauty asleep for 100 years under the witch's spell. Now the prince will render the kiss so that all can come out from under the magic spell and learn and know my ways. I will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be nothing that will harm or hurt them ever again. Prove me and see if I will not come through for you. I will come through with pure gold, not brass, not fool's gold. Just watch what I will do for you. Just as Moses brought the children of Israel out, I'm bringing my people out. I am still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm delivering this nation with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. It will unite the whole world. People will again know my ways. History will record this time as the Dark Ages. Many will look back in history and recount the great and terrible day of the Lord. I will shake my people out. The great shaking will set them free. Do not be afraid. Just know that this is necessary. I am doing what you have been asking me to do. The magic kingdom is coming down. The weeding out process has begun. This is separating the tares from the wheat. I have started in my house first. The leaders will no longer hinder the growth of my people. I have ordained new leaders full of new wine, and they will lead the people into my ways. My people have been strangled by the weeds. Well, they will be weeded out of my kingdom. There will be no more tares among the wheat. This is the day of Satan's defeat. And then the Lord said to me, an afterthought, Babylon got into the church through the Masonic order. All right, let me read this again. We have had 2,000 years to bring in the harvest of souls, and now God says it is time to separate the tares from the wheat. This is the great end time harvest. The Lord is going to be looking at the books for each to give an accounting. Remember the word that I brought last Sunday? And I read it to you. The weeds, the tares, have become so intertwined with the wheat that God has to supernaturally separate them. This is the great end time harvest, not the bringing in of souls. I venture to say everybody that makes that statement believes that, but that's not what the scriptures say, and we're going to look at that. All right. The earthquakes are a result of the explosions that are destroying all the domes where the beast and his minions have done their evil for thousands of years in secret. Several of the key posts have said it would be biblical. Looks like Jesus was talking to his disciples about this day and this hour. Water tares. The Strong says tares are darnel, are false grain. They appear as grain, but they're not. I put here false religion or false doctrines or doctrines of men. You can see where they can infiltrate the church like the Masons did. All right, we're going to go back to Matthew 24 and read it again. or read some portions of it here. Let me find the portion. Well, let's just read the whole thing because I don't know where. Just read the whole thing. Let me get a drink. I challenge y'all, when you read the book of Revelation or read any book of the Bible, read it slow. Look at what you're really reading and grasp and stuff. It's really easy to just sit down and read and just breeze through it and you think, what did I read? All right, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So he's talking about two things here, the temple coming down, and then the end of the world. Okay. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, so that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. I can't think of another time in history that I have seen such hate. I mean, it might have been in other places in the world, but here. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Do you know right now that people, I could get right now on somebody's show and it would go around the world. The gospel is going around the world and it has been for a long time. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mount. So he's talking about when the temple was destroyed 70 years later. Okay. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, in this time, no, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That's what this is about. So that we will survive, they have to be taken out. It's gotten too big. Then if any man say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not. For there should be false Christ and false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, see, it's not a secret anything. But if they tell you what happened over here, no. He's saying it like it's like lightning. I mean, lighting up the sky. This is what it's going to look like when he comes. It says in Acts, he's going to come back the way he left. In Revelation, the first chapter says he's going to, every eye's going to see him, even those that pierced him. For whosoever, wheresoever the carcass is, there will eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation those days, so the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. You know, they've been working for years to try to dim the sun. I saw a deal today about Bill Gates, who I have heard he and his wife were both executed in 2015 in India because they maimed and killed so many children through their vaccines. But anyway, they use them anyway, that he wanted to spray salt, or not salt, what was it? Okay, Lord, help me was it salt? Chalk. Chalk into the atmosphere to dim the sun. I'm just going, these idiots know no bounds. There should be signs in the heavens, chemtrails, blood moons. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds of heaven to the other, which we've read that many times. I think it's Revelation 7. We'll read that. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. I think we're at the door, y'all. I do. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as, now this is key, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, was the day that Noah entered the ark. What does that mean? They were asleep. We keep hearing that. We've got to wake them up, got to wake them up, got to wake them up, got to wake them up. It said it's going to be the same as in the days of Noah. Noah preached 120 years. And look who made it in. Eight. You know, a few months ago, the Lord just told me, don't say no more. And I don't have the unction to say anymore. I think we've passed the point. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It's going to be the same way. The wicked are being taken out. Right here. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women we grind at the meal, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, if you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Does that sound like a rapture to you? No, it sounds like a SEAL team coming in and breaking up the place and getting the bad guys out. That's what it sounds like. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think that not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is this faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give him them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. We've had 2,000 years to be doing. 2,000 years to occupy. 2,000 years to take the gospel into all the nations. That time's over. It doesn't mean people won't get born again in between here, but you get what I'm saying here of where we are? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. I thought we was going to all fly away to heaven and have a meal for 7 years. No, we're going to rule and reign here, people. We ain't going anywhere. Them bad people are going somewhere, though. Gitmo, the spa. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in that hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and upon him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That you can't make it any plainer than that. If somebody just really read this, really read it, they'd see. I thought that was the rapture all these years. No. No. Okay. Jesus indicates here that just as in the days of Noah, people would be asleep. Was Noah's day a day of gathering souls? No. God gave him 120 years to build the ark, proclaim the flood was coming, and see how many made it into the ark. And it wasn't just in Noah's day. Enoch. And then Methuselah, he lived to be, what, 969? His name had something to do with when Methuselah dies, the flood will come. So they had warnings for all, not just the 120 years that Noah preached, but 969, I guess, Methuselah, nearly 1,000 years. They knew about it. They knew it a long time, but they didn't make it. All right. I encourage you to carefully read the scriptures and avoid adding to what you think it says, but to read it for yourself so you can see for yourself what it actually says. I do not see in the book of Revelation that talks about souls being harvested, but the wicked being harvested. The righteous are gathered from the four corners of the earth, but that is not the same thing. There is one place in Revelation, and I'm not sure where it is, where it talks about an angel proclaiming the gospel. An angel. And I don't know anywhere in Scripture that that's anywhere else but that one place. I should have looked into that, but I didn't think about it. All right, now let's go to Revelation 7. Now we're going to see the wheat coming out right here. Verse 1, and after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel sitting from the east and having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their forehead. So you see the sealing of the 12 tribes. Those that have been scattered throughout. Whether they be natural Jewish descendants or grafted in, it don't make any difference, okay? If they bought by the blood of the Lamb, they're being gathered in. Verse 9 says, and this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So this is a gathering. All right, now go to chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein, and the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not. For it is given to the Gentiles, the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have powers over waters, or turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they had finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their head or their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 and a half days the spirit of life from God entered into them. They stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, And the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. The remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe was past. Behold, the third woe cometh quickly. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are now become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. Amen. The 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants of the prophets, to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. The temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. And then, I don't think there should have been a chapter here, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child. He was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up into heaven and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. I will explain what I believe the Lord gave me about this. Let me finish reading the chapter. Or through verse 19, anyway. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, and neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore, there's our seal. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that she might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. The earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of her mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's kind of like there's these little commercials in between the Battle of Armageddon, between the seals, between the trumpets, and between the vials. All right, I want to read to you what I had about that. Here we see the church has prophesied Jesus coming and gave opportunity for repentance for 2,000 years. They just continued on with their ungodly ways, pushed back on the church, trying to stamp us out and censure us until it has appeared that we are dead in the streets of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, then the church started standing up and taking their seat of authority and began to turn this thing around. This is the way I view this. The first thing the Lord ever started showing me about the book of Revelation was that about the child being caught up to the throne. He said, that's my church. That's Jesus. Who are you? You're his body. Resurrection. That's the triumphant church. I'd never seen that. I thought, I didn't know what it meant. But I thought it kind of took me back. I'm thinking, really? That's what that means, Lord? That's what he said. The remnant they're in their seats warring against the enemy right now. I heard someone say something interesting the other day, and I still hadn't figured it out. He said there's a difference between being a servant of God and the bride of Christ. Sometimes I think being a servant of God must be, well, I made it in. But if you have a relationship, you're a bride. All right. The remnant's in their seats warring. We don't need to be concerned about others waking up. If they know the Lord, they'll have plenty of time for good 1,000 years of good teaching to try to get them where they need to be. Okay. All right. I think probably the awakening was for those that are the ones that are the remnant, that are doing the warfare. He woke his army up. That's why nobody else sees it. All right, now let's look at Matthew 13. Is this connecting? Yeah, is this? No, sometimes I'm all over the place. But anyway, Matthew 13. Well, the way I look at it is, if you can't discern it and apply it, what good is it? All right, Matthew 13, 24. We're going to talk about the tares and the wheat. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. See, they're so intertwined in the church. You see the witchcraft? Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Okay, let's see. I think there's I'm just going to read that account, I guess, that one account. Let me keep going here. Go to 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. The harvest is the end of the world. It's the time of separating the tares from the wheat, not the great bringing in of souls, like we've been told all of our Christian life. I'm reading it right here. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels, or the end of the age would be more of a proper, interpretation of that. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this age. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. You see the millennial reign. Y'all see that? A separation is taking place here. Weeding out is the word from Sunday said. The Lord said, the preachers, the leaders have been choking my people. The tares have been sown. The Freemasons have infiltrated the ministry. Come on. I know we don't want to hear that. We don't want to know that the people that we have revered and looked up to. But it's the system. It's not the individual person per se. It's the system that God is bringing us out of. The old guard's going away. The old guard of the deep state, the politicians, the movie stars, the whoever. I even heard X-22 say that yesterday. He said, this is the time of the changing of the old guard. And I thought, right on, brother. Exactly. He's talking about the central bank. He's talking about the Federal Reserve. They're all going away. God's system and his kingdom is coming into play. Okay. All right, let's look at Revelation 14. I don't know about you, but I'm energized. This pumps me up. I mean, I'm telling you. And I looked, and lo, verse 1, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. We're sealed. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung, as it were, a new song. Aren't y'all ready to sing a new song? I am. Before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they. Are we redeemed from the earth? Are we walking by faith? We're redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. You know, I did a teaching on all of that. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. There it is. Having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. The angel, one last attempt. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark or in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink. If you've taken that shot, I guess, I don't know. I know people that love God are taking the shot. Like I said, it's not just the shot. It's the worship. It's who they worship. The same shall drink. Listen, the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. That's what's going to happen. That's where we are. We're on the crux of it right now, on the precipice. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked and beheld a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sent like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Now you see Jesus standing with the 144,000. They've been pulled out of the tares. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle. Gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great wine press of the wrath of God. All right. And the wine press was trodden without the city. Blood came out of the wine press, even to the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. This is the battle of Armageddon. It's the battle of Armageddon. Okay, 16. chapter 16. I know it's a lot to take in tonight, but all right, chapter 16. Excuse me. These are the seven vials. Excuse me. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. The first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon men, which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. Sounds like some of the carnage in the trumpets, doesn't it? The third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. This is bloody. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. They gnawed their tongues with pain. I think that darkness is upon us. I was telling Danny today about that ship being on the cable wires because the deep state's not going to have any access to Starlink. And blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented not of their deeds. They're going to be censored. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. You know, Biden's over there, or fake Biden, or whoever it is, looking like he's trying to stir up a war anywhere he can get it. He is preparing it. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. See, they're not going down without a fight. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. We're looking at the battle of Armageddon again. It's like I see it four or five times throughout Revelation, same battle. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Let's see if I'm reading all of it. Yeah, I guess so. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and the great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now, whether Kent Christmas knows what he was prophesying or not, because just about every prophet that I've heard prophesying is always about the great end time harvest. And I know they believe that means souls. Well, it's souls all right, but it ain't the right souls. It's the bad souls. There's scripture to back that up. All right, another key post gave reference that Israel will be saved for last. Israel is in total disarray. Severe lockdowns, forced vaccination, all of that's going on right now in Israel. Well, it's because they're taking out the dumbs. They were saving Israel for last. This is what the Lord gave you back in March of 2020. It's a military operation to take out the dumbs, rescue the children, and issue in Nasara Jasara. They must they have to have people off the street so they won't get hurt. This is all part of the last end time harvest. All right, we're going to see his triumphant entry. We're nearly done. We're going to go over a little bit, but we're nearly done here. Revelation 19. Jesus coming on that white horse. It's the Battle of Armageddon, y'all. I'm thinking, man, Lord, you have it, proclaiming it over and over and over again, so we can't possibly miss it. All right, Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they say, Hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders of the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that hear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God on upon it reigned. And I'm telling you what, you're going to hear a cry of Hallelujah going up all over the earth, because every place on earth is in turmoil. They're all at the precipice. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. Justice. Reckoning day. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True and Righteous. He doth judge and make war. You know, spiritually speaking, that's what we're seeing. But what are we really seeing on the earth? We're seeing our soldiers go in and take them out. A bloody war is going on right now. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he has a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. Is this part of that? The vials that I was talking about? And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and they that worshipped his image. That's three times that it said, they that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeds out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. And the best part, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into a bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him. Folks, this is reckoning day. We're not coming up on the greatest revival that we've ever had. We've had some great revivals. No, this is not about a great revival. This is about reckoning day. God separating finally the tares from the wheat. Okay.